Part two of the game, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner with you until 6 o'clock. We've got K-State baseball coming your way later on this evening. John Kurtz is out at Toynton Family Stadium for the call on that one. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be joined here in just a moment by Kendra Wiesman here in studio. Actually, she is here now, but we'll get into that in just a second. We'll also have Kellis Robinette of the Wichita Eagle and the Kansas City Star calling in to give his thoughts on K-State's performance last night, beating Wake Forest and moving on to the round of 64 in the NCAA tournament. What impact does it have on Bruce Weber and the future of the K-State basketball program? All of that plus Jabroni of the Week to finish off the show here on News Radio KMAN. To start this hour, we are joined by K-State women's basketball player Kendra Wiesman, leading the team in points per game this year at 14, just a hair above Bree Lewis, who's in second at 13.7. The Cats are really excited right now. They're going to be hosting the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament coming up this weekend at Bramlage Coliseum. The Wildcats open up with Drake at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. The first question that I got to ask is just what was your reaction, not just to seeing your name pop up, because you knew that was going to happen, but figuring out via the process of elimination that you guys were actually going to be able to host?
I mean, you hadn't seen Stanford up there, so not seeing them, you were like, well, you have a chance. And then we hadn't seen us for a while, and we were all kind of like, well, maybe they forgot us. But I was like, there's no way they forgot us. And so we were just so excited whenever it popped up. Just to see who we play to. I mean, I know a couple of girls on their team, and I'm excited to play them and excited to see them.
Well, I know that you knew that your name was going to be coming at some point, or at least unless something unprecedented happened. But when you're having to wait until that final region, are you starting to get a little bit nervous? Like, man, what's, let's go ahead and get it over with or something like that.
Yeah, Bree was actually sitting right next to me, and she was like, Kendrick, where are we at? And I was like, Lou, we're coming. I promise we're coming. And she's like, we better be. I mean, they've waited a long time for this. And I mean, just seeing it, and it was kind of a sigh of relief, but then everybody just screamed. So it was really exciting.
Now, was the more exciting moments just seeing your name pop up as Kansas State as a 7 seed or seeing Manhattan, Kansas region?
I think seeing the Manhattan, Kansas region was probably more exciting, just to know that we didn't have to pack and we don't have to like miss school and stuff for traveling. I think that that's something that, I mean, our players are really high on school. Like we actually take our academics very seriously.
Mitch, was she academic all Big 12?
Probably.
I think she probably was.
Yeah.
I was.
But I was going to say, no one says it's a positive that you don't have to miss any school. It would have been okay. They would have forgiven you for that. You were in South Carolina last year for it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that was a little bit of a trip out there. But yeah, really cool that you get this opportunity. I want to ask about this team and the season that you've had, finishing in fourth place in a very competitive Big 12 conference. When you reflect on the season as a whole, how successful was it to you given what your expectations were?
Well, the expectation's always to get first, always to win every game. But I thought that we played really hard. I thought we fought through a lot of adversity throughout the season that we probably wouldn't have last year, that we didn't have the mental power to do last year. And I thought that our veteran leadership came through in the end, whenever it came to fighting through some adversity.
What do you feel like the best moment was from the course of the season? Because at least when I look at it, and I'm looking at it from a way different viewpoint, but even though you lost the game, I thought that the environment for the UConn game may rank right up there, but you had some great wins in conference play. What stands out to you?
I mean, I hadn't even thought about the atmosphere at the UConn game. I mean, that was a great one. I think that that one's probably number one. And then I also just, I mean, all the moments that you spend with your teammates out there, I don't have like a specific moment. You could always choose the game that you score the most points, but I don't know. I just think that, I mean, your teammates make that possible, and all the chest bumps and all the screaming that takes place is the best moments ever. So
what do you know about your opponent, Drake, that you're going to be facing to start this tournament?
I know that they won the Valley, and I know that they have the freshman of the year from the Valley, and they have the player of the year from in the Valley. So they're a pretty good team. And I mean, everybody's a good team in the NCAA tournament. So I'm just looking forward to getting ready to scout them and prepare.
I'm guessing, based on what I know of your coach, that I guess I know the answer to this, but you probably have not seen a thing or heard a thing about Stanford. It is 100% about the team you're going to be playing Saturday.
That's correct. We haven't hardly heard anything about Drake either. We just know that they have they average 11 steals a game. That's the only thing we know about them. So,
okay.
Yep, that's all he's told us, and we've got to focus on us. In order to beat anybody else, you have to get your ducks in a row before you can worry about the other team.
Looking at the rest of the Big 12 and what the Big 12 may be able to accomplish in this tournament, you know that Baylor is a one seed, so they should be in the mix. Texas is a potential matchup for you guys if you're able to win a couple of games. They're hosting their own region in Austin. But the team I want to ask you about is the team that made the surprise run through the Big 12 tournament, West Virginia. It's not often that you see a six seed, especially in the women's game, win their conference tournament because a lot of conferences are really top heavy. How surprised were you at the success that they had?
I wasn't really surprised. I mean, they're a great team. They have great athletes on their team, great leadership. I mean, if you have somebody scoring like 30 points, I mean, you got to give her the ball. Tiny Smartin, she played out of her mind in the Big 12 tournament, and she's capable of doing that in every game. It just is a matter of if she's making her shots or if she's not. And I mean, she's so quick, you can't guard her. She's got a quick first step and she can elevate over you. So she's great. They have a great chance to make a run here.
Talking right now with K-State women's basketball player Kendra Wiesman. She's the leading scorer of the Cats and her team going to be hosting the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament this weekend at Bramlage Coliseum. I mentioned earlier that you played UConn this year. You were unfortunately a part of their big, you know, historic streak that they're on now, and they are the odds-on favorite to win the national championship again this year. But from the perspective of a women's player, what is it? What is the significance, or how amazing is it what they've been able to accomplish?
I mean, if you win, I think if you win a lot of, I mean, if you win 20 games in a row, that makes you a pretty good program. But they're winning like over 100. That's pretty good, and not a lot of teams can compete with them. So, but sometimes people don't make it past the name on the front of their jerseys. And Coach Ariema talks about it all the time. If you're going to come in scared, then they're going to beat you, and they're going to beat you bad. So, I mean, I think that the best things that other teams can do is just come in and, I mean, they don't have anything to lose and they just got to play as hard as they can. But Connecticut's a great program, and it was awesome to get to play them and have a great atmosphere in Manhattan.
How much does Coach Mitty talk to you guys about the underdog portion of things, or do you play that underdog card as a team very often, do you feel like?
I don't think so. We don't really go into games thinking that people are doubting us and all that stuff. I mean, we just take it as it is. I mean, if we're not supposed to win it, I mean, sure. I mean, we're not supposed to beat – I mean, we weren't supposed to beat West Virginia at the beginning of the season. We did. But we knew that we were capable of it. I think every team is capable of winning on any given night. So –
I want to ask you about your relationship with Brianna Lewis, because you two seem just like best friends on and off the court. And you guys were both saying after at the selection show party, that Lou was grabbing your arm. You jerked away from her so you didn't lose that arm because you still have to shoot the basketball. And but it just seems like you guys are so tight. Has that relationship just grown over the years?
Yeah, I mean, coming in as freshmen together, you spend 4 years together. You kind of have to get to know the other person. But she's so much fun to hang around on and off the court. I mean, anything that she says on the court, I mean, if Coach Mitty says something and she's just like, did he really just say that? And I'm like, yeah, he did. Like, and we just laugh about it. And I mean, she's just a great person on and off the court. I can't wait to see what she does in the league. And I'm really excited for her.
Is she much of a trash talker?
No, not unless you really make her mad. Like, you have to really make her mad for her to start talking, I think.
Well, she said earlier this year that she told us media folks that she doesn't like to be touched. And when you touch her, then you release The mean Lou. Is that as mean as she gets? Is when she gets fired up like that?
I think she can be meaner than that. She doesn't like to be touched. She doesn't like to be pushed. And I mean, other teams know that, and they're still going to push her. But she's going to push you right back. And I mean, we always joke about talking about whenever she blocks their shot, I tell her to say "Welcome to K-State." But I don't think she's ever done that. But I'm hoping for it.
Oh, that would be awesome, especially in the NCAA tournament this weekend. Talking right now with Kindred Wiesman of the K-State women's basketball team. You and Lou are both seniors, and a few others on the team as well, Jessica Schiebel, Kelly Thompson, and everybody. But you already went through your senior day, obviously, when the regular season ended. So how different is it going to be being on the floor with these games coming up, knowing that you could potentially play your last game as a Wildcat at Bramlage?
I mean, it's sad, but it's also great. I mean, you thought that senior day was going to be your last day on the court in Bramlage, and the fact that it isn't, I mean, that gave me a lot of energy, and I was just like, yes, we get to perform in front of our fans like at least two more times, hopefully. And I mean, I just want to leave it all on the court. And I mean, Bramlage is a special place to me, and I think it's a special place for everybody in our class. And I mean, we love our fans, and they've been great.
I know that I've seen a lot of talk and chatter on social media about fans getting out to these games, and I think that the crowd is going to be very solid for them. I want to ask you one more question, and it goes back to what I asked a few minutes ago about embracing the underdog mentality. But I actually saw earlier today, and I know that there's no right way to answer this, but saw earlier today that President Obama did fill out a bracket for the men's and the women's NCAA tournaments. He's got Drake getting the upset in the first round over you guys. Are you going to play that card? Because if I were you guys, I would have that bracket right up on the bulletin board.
I mean, I don't know if anybody on our team actually knows about that. so I don't know. I mean, that's just his opinion. That's what brackets are. It's everybody's opinion. Obviously, I don't know if he has any ties to Drake or if he just thinks that they're better than us. But, I mean, I can tell you it's going to be a battle. And I don't know. I mean, you don't know the outcome. So
I totally put her in a terrible position there. Like, what is she going to say to that? All right, I really appreciate you joining us for the show. Absolutely the best of luck this weekend. I know that Mitch is going to be out there doing PA. Go ahead.
I got one more question.
Okay,
I just thought of this because, and Randy can back me up on this, usually I interview all the seniors at the end of the season, and it's a different interview than what you're used to with the media that show up at weekly press conferences. Usually talking about the team, your overall career at K-State, and then I end with this certain question. I haven't yet to ask the seniors this, so I'll ask you this. In a make-believe fight,
okay. Yes, I'm love scared. This is great. This
would
is great.
You rather take on 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
It's important.
The first one.
100 duck-sized horses.
Yeah, ducks. Yeah. Yeah, because horses are huge and they scare me. So I could take on a bunch of little ones.
A little,
I think.
Horse. A bunch of little horses. I think that's the correct answer, by the way.
For us little people, that's what we
that's
have
been,
to go with.
That's been the general consensus when you've asked that question, right?
Asha Woods.
I think that Bree Lewis is the only one that could take on the horse-sized duck.
She would probably pick that one.
Yeah.
She would probably just sit on it.
Well, yeah, she would ride it. Man, I'm picturing that right now. Man, this went off the rails.
Haley fast. Tejada. Haley Tejada was who I was thinking of. She was the one that said the horse-sized duck.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest tradition that you have, Mitch, but I really like it. Thanks for bringing that into the interview at the end of this segment. Really appreciate it, Kindred. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll be out there cheering you on.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this first segment of Hour 2. A lot more to come in this hour. When we come back, we'll check in with Kellis Robinette, who was courtside for K-State and Wake Forest last night, his perspective on the win, and what the Wildcats can accomplish in Sacramento. That's coming up next on The Game.